This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 22nd of May, 1963. Its title is TV Demo, Engram Running, Helitrobus Implant Goal. This tape is 69 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
This is the St. Hill Special Briefing Course, 22 May, 1963. This is a demonstration of item running off of the line plot of the helitrobus implants, and I'm giving you this demonstration so that you will know what to do with these various types RRs. Now, in view of the fact that this demonstration will be taped, and on this tape there are no rocket reads, will be seen on the tape, you can take it from me that if I call a rocket read, and I said that rocket read, I had a great big rocket read. If I went on, all the charge was gone off of that. It wouldn't bang again if you hit it with a club. And these are no choked rocket reads or otherwise, but I'm sure that I may run into some of these and you'll see me handle these. I'm running a goal here. One of the GPM series. This one happens to be the goal to be serious. And it's the fourth goal in the lineup. And on this particular PC, the goals change their pattern after the goal to remember. Now, the thing for you to watch on this thing is the speed and the carefulness and the width of the RR. These are quite important. If you don't get the charge off of that case is never going to run well. But if you carefully get the charge off early on running GPMs, the case will very shortly begin to fly. And the way to get a case to fly is to handle it easily at the beginning. Now, this is the easy series in that this case has already been well audited and well handled and is, at the present moment, flying through these GPMs. Later on, in a week or so, I'll do you one on a difficult PC, and I'll show you how to get a case going in that. But right now, I want to show you the pattern and show you how this is handled. All right? Okay, your chair's all right. Now, is it all right to audit in this room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you care to change?
That's
all right. All right, very good. Okay. Squeeze the cans. Thank you, very good. All right, you're adding this. Okay, you don't want to say it. Put in the reality factor here. Although this is a TV demonstration, I don't want you to do anything different than you would do in an ordinary session.
All right.
You don't have to make me any trouble so I can show them.
Okay.
All right. And I'm just going to go on down this bank to be serious, and you're the gainer by having a few RRs, a few RRIs.
Right.
Okay? All right. Is it all right with you if I begin this session now?
Yes.
Okay. Start of session. Has the session started for you? Very good. What goals would you like to set for this session?
To find as many RRs as possible.
Right.
To run some charge off the bank.
Right.
To work well.
Okay. At all?
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. You got 5, 13. All right, now if you remember, in your last session, you had to be serious,
mm-hmm.
and we have found that, and I have confirmed it by finding the top-off term, seriousness, and the, why not coming down?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just check these down because they were very cursorily found.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Seriousness, Nick seriousness, and absolutely seriousness. All right. Anything been suppressed on this absolutely seriousness? Or is this charge gone?
Just the terminal.
All right. Very good. All right. Now, we'll carry right on here.
Mm-hmm.
Here is your auditing question.
Mm-hmm.
Who or what would oppose absolutely seriousness?
Nick's absolutely seriousness.
Give me the whole thing again.
Nick's absolutely seriousness.
Very good. All right, that rocket red. On this item, has anything been suppressed? No. I'll read to you this item again. Nick's absolutely seriousness. All right. And who or what would Nick's absolutely seriousness pose?
Perfectively seriousness.
All right. Now, in this session, has anything been protested?
Just these cans. I use the small cans, you know, and these are the big ones. And they're hard for me to wrap my hand around.
All right. Is there anything else on this?
No.
Hmm?
Oh. Sort of getting used to the room a bit. We don't normally audit in here.
No. Okay. Any thought like you might boss up your case or anything like that?
No.
All right. In this session, has anything been decided? In this session, has anything been invalidated? Yes. What's been invalidated?
Well, I don't know which one you ran into trouble on. I suppose which one of the items. That's perfectibly seriousness?
Yes.
All right.
In this session, has anything been invalidated? All right, that's clean. Okay. Now, I'll read to you this item. Perfectibly seriousness. All right, on this item, has anything been suppressed? On this item, has anything been invalidated? On this item, is there anything you failed to reveal? Yes, what?
Oh, well, I thought, yes, I did. Actually, this was sort of before the session. I thought, well, it was a shame that this was one of my more ghastly goals, you know, serious, to be serious. If it had been the other one, it would have been more pleasing, you know.
Oh, all right.
And so I sort of, to that degree, maybe have suppressed to be serious, the goal, you know. I thought it would be better if I'd run to be happy, the other one I had.
Oh, okay. All right, anything else on that? There's something...
No, I didn't.
All right. Anything else you failed to reveal? There is a failed to reveal here.
I don't like these cans, and they're sticky. Other people have held them in their hands, and they're all gooey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't bring your cans down. Okay. Is there anything else you failed to reveal? All right, that's clean.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to read to you item number 4 again. Make sure it's discharged. Nick's absolutely seriousness. All right, that's clean as a wolf's tooth. And now I'm going to read to you the only item I have on this list. Perfectibly seriousness. All right, that rocket red very nicely. Okay, and who or what would oppose perfectibly seriousness?
Nick's perfectibly seriousness.
Very good. I'll read to you the only item I have on this list. Nick's perfectibly seriousness. All right, now... did you have some thought on that, some suppress? Yes.
I know, I only thought, what a ridiculous thing, that, you know, perfectibly seriousness, as if seriousness could be perfected, you know.
Oh, all right.
And I sort of thought, how weird.
Okay. I'll read you that item again. Nick's perfectibly seriousness. All right. Doesn't seem to be anything much left on that. Is there anything else, however? Any other difficulty? Yes, what is it?
No, I just was wondering if you were getting nice hours, you know?
All right. Anything else? You have any cognitions? Anything like that?
No.
All right. You did have a cognition.
No, it's just Well, I couldn't imagine someone going around trying to be perfectly serious, you know? Even if they were dramatizing, it would be terribly difficult to do.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Hmm.
I'll read you this item again. Next, perfectibly seriousness. All right, the item's clean.
Mm-hmm.
And who or what would next perfectibly seriousness suppose?
Superiorly seriousness.
All right, very good. I'll read to you the only item on this list. Superiorly seriousness. All right. Any expression on that?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I think I may be chasing ahead of you a bit here. That's it.
Oh, are you doing a press on?
Yeah, I'm doing a press on. I'm sort of thinking already of the next item.
Oh, I see. I got you now. Let me read this again now. Superiorly seriousness. All right. It doesn't read. Mm-hmm. And who or what would oppose superiorly seriousness?
Nick, superiorly seriousness.
Very good. All right. I'll read you the only item on this list. Nick, superiorly seriousness. All right. That rocket red. And who or what would Nick, superiorly seriousness oppose?
Incomparably seriousness.
Very good. And what did you get suppressed there?
I invalidated, as I was saying it, in... comparably seriousness.
Yes. All right. Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Very good. I'll read you this item again. Incomparably seriousness. All right. I'll get read. And who or what would oppose incomparably seriousness?
Nick's incomparably seriousness.
Very good. Similar difficulty there?
No. No, I looked, as I was saying it, I looked down to the next one. I'm sorry.
All right. I'll read you this item now. Nick's incomparably seriousness. All right, the item is unchanged.
Mm-hmm.
And who or what would Nick's incomparably seriousness suppose?
Fascinatably seriousness.
All right, very good. And that got suppressed in the process of looking down?
Oh, did it? Well, that's another one that has the two there, you see. So I thought immediately, I looked at it, I thought, well, fascinatingly, you know, seriousness? Yeah. Or is it fascinatably seriousness?
All right, very good. Thank you. Let me read to you this item.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinatably seriousness. All right, that rocket red. And who or what would oppose fascinatably seriousness?
Nick's fascinatably seriousness.
Very good. All right, you'll begin to think I'm nagging you sharply. Because what did you run into there? I didn't get a good rocket read.
Didn't get a good rocket read. I hoped I'd say it all right.
Oh, I see. Is that getting in sort of in your road?
Well, I did think, well, it's being recorded and I should say these items properly, you know? So I mustn't stumble, allow my tongue to stumble, you see?
All right, very good. I'll read to you this item. Nick's fascinatably seriousness. All right, that rocket read beautifully. All right. And who or what would Nick's fascinatably seriousness suppose?
Highly acceptably seriousness.
All right, give me that one again, would you please?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I sort of thought of my mother there, you know. Anyway, highly acceptably seriousness.
All right, very good. All right, I'll read you this item. Highly acceptably seriousness. All right, anything suppressed there? All right, no, that item rocket red, and that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would it pose, highly acceptably seriousness?
Well, Nick's highly acceptably seriousness.
That's right, that was discharged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who or what would Nick's highly acceptably seriousness oppose?
Recommendably seriousness.
All right, very good. Now, on this item, has anything been suppressed?
Well, I suppressed it, and when I didn't know I didn't think we had gotten the other one.
Oh, all right. Anything else on that? Okay. All right.
No, that's fine.
All right. Recommendably seriousness. All right. That item has been clobbered.
Well, I had some variations pop up. Recommendably seriousness and recommendingably seriousness and, I always seem to have trouble with this one, don't I?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, recommendably seriousness.
All right, that rocket red. And I'll read to you the only item on this list. Recommendably seriousness. All right, I had a beautiful rocket read. And who or what would oppose recommendably seriousness?
Nick's recommendably seriousness.
Very good. I'll read you this item. Nick's recommendably seriousness. All right. Nothing been suppressed there.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket read beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read it again. Nick's recommendably seriousness. Now that's discharged. Very good. Now, who or what would Nick's recommendably seriousness oppose?
Acceptably seriousness.
Very good. I'll read you this item. Acceptably seriousness. All right, that has rocket red. And who or what would oppose acceptably seriousness?
Nick's acceptably seriousness.
Very good. Now, what was joked about that?
Well, I thought that is very true, because a lot of people, you know, things are not really acceptably serious. You know, if you're at a ball, you shouldn't be serious. And if you're at a movie that is supposed to be a comedy, you shouldn't be serious.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'll read you this item again. Nick's acceptably seriousness. All right. There is more on this.
Well, no one's very acceptably serious to me.
There we are.
You know. It's that I can't particularly abide people who are so fantastically serious.
All right.
You know? And normally when I get into situations where I'm supposed to be acceptably serious, you see, well, I normally find them most amusing, and it's sort of a... I'm dramatizing the terminal side more than I am the off-terminal side.
All right, very good.
Because I'm always not very acceptably serious
about
anything.
Okay. All right. I'll read you the only item on this list. Nick's acceptably seriousness. All right. You'll probably read that then. What happened?
Oh, I thought, oh, that's gone.
Oh, all right. All right. Read it again. Nick's acceptably seriousness. All right. Very flat. And who or what would Nick's acceptably seriousness oppose?
Engrossably seriousness.
All right, give me that again.
Engrossably seriousness.
What's the matter?
I thought, I found myself saying engrossably serious, you know?
Oh, yes. All right. On that item, has anything been suppressed? On that item, has anything been invalidated? All right. Anything fail to reveal on it? Yes.
Oh, well, I thought that's an amusing one, and I thought that, a lot of people do get engrossably involved in their seriousness.
All right. Okay. And I'll now read you this item. Engrossably seriousness. All right. That's undoubtedly discharged. I'll read it again, however. Engrossably seriousness. Still some more on that.
Still some more on that. Well, I think about people being serious about the mating habits of moths and this sort of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're certainly getting engrossed into these sort of things, and I can't quite understand it, but they certainly do. And, people get involved in even sort of stamp collecting, and I think that's sort of a rather ridiculous activity, but they certainly are engrossed in it. I've got protests on that, and on people being engrossably serious about things.
All right.
Hmm.
Okay. I'll read you this item. Engrossably seriousness. All right. at Rocket Red, and who or what would oppose Engrossably Seriousness?
Nix Engrossably Seriousness.
Very good. Sort of choked
her. Well, I think I've been sort of waiting to say Nix Engrossably Seriousness.
Ah, see, you see?
Because I've been protesting the other one.
Oh, all right. Good. I'll read this item now. Nix Engrossably Seriousness. All right, that's discharged. Thank you. And who or what would Nix Engrossably Seriousness oppose?
Vitably Seriousness.
Very good. Now,
I said vitally seriousness.
All right. Okay. Let me read you this item. Vitably Seriousness. All right. Now, what have you got on that?
Well, that's the one that I always sort of mispronounce. I always say vitably. You see, and you can't distinguish the L in it, although I think I'm saying the L. Always. So, no, it's vitally seriousness.
That Rocket Red. Very good. All right. Let me read to you this item. Vitally seriousness. All right. You had something else on your mind.
Yes, I thought Nick's vitally seriousness.
All right.
Sorry?
Let me read you this item here. Vitably seriousness. All right, that's discharged. And who or what would oppose vitably seriousness?
Nix vitably seriousness.
All right, that's already banged. Anything fresh on it?
No, except I've sort of been sitting here. I feel like I'm under compulsion on the turmoil side here. This is one of the goals that I'm all for the turmoil side and all against the upturn side.
Oh, all right.
Whereas on some others, like, I'm all for the upturn side and not for the terminal side.
Okay.
So I just was waiting to say it, you know?
All right, let me read you this item. Nick's vitally seriousness. All right, it's his turn. And who or what would Nick's vitally seriousness oppose?
Eagerably seriousness.
Very good. What happened there?
So I've been waiting to say it, you know?
All right.
Eagerably seriousness.
Okay. Any other suppression? Yes.
It's warm, too hot in here, really. You know, it's awful stuffy. It's awful stuffy.
All right. Anything else? Yes?
No, I just did notice that it was terribly stuffy in the room.
Yeah, all right. Anything about that particularly? Any withhold?
No, just withholding that I do feel hot.
All right. Okay. Let me read you this item. Eagerably seriousness. All right, that has Rocket Red. And who or what would oppose eagerably seriousness?
Nix eagerably seriousness.
All right, very good. Now, what happened there?
I begin to feel a bit tired. It is hot.
All right.
Or else I'm feeling hot.
All right, let me get a change in this room here. Okay? Somebody has gratuitously thrown this up to 6. Feel better?
Better, yes, thank you.
All right.
I'm beginning to feel like I couldn't breathe or something.
All right. Any suppression on that? Anything else about that? Yes.
I looked around and I thought, well, maybe it's the enclosed section of the room. And then I thought, well, maybe the heat's coming from the television set over there. I didn't see the stove.
All right.
I thought, well, I've never seen the television set get so hot like this.
Anything else about this?
No, I think that's all.
You had something to say?
No, then there's, of course, the television is electronics, isn't it?
All right, very good.
You're leaning out at me over there.
All right, anything else you care to say on this?
No.
Okay, let me read you this last item. Nick's eagerly seriousness. All right. All right, on this item, has anything been suppressed? Yes?
Well, I suppose it was sort of suppressed while we were fixing the stove.
All right, on this item, has anything been suppressed? Yes. There.
Well, Nix igrubly. Seriousness. I never quite got it the chance to really say, well, that's it.
Oh, all right. Okay, on this item, has anything been suppressed? All right, in this session, has anything been suppressed? There's something here.
I'm just wondering what all the trouble's about a little bit.
All right, I'm sorry.
Has the item rocket red or not?
The item has rocket red.
Oh, all right.
I'll read you this item now. Nix igrubly seriousness. All right, that item is discharged. Okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, who or what would Nix igrubly seriousness suppose?
Enthusiastically seriousness.
All right, very good. Anything wrong with that item?
Didn't look at it till after I said it. Didn't look at it till after I said it.
All right. I'll read you this item. Enthusiastically seriousness. All right. On this item, has anything been suppressed? On this item, has anything been invalidated? All right. In this session, has anything been protested? Yes.
Well, we're sort of having to spend so much time.
Yeah.
Some of these things.
All right. In the session, has anything been protested?
The heat of the auditing environment, I thought.
Hmm?
The heat of the auditing environment.
Oh, all right. And is that all right, Paula?
Yes, it's fine, thank you.
All right. In the session, has anything been protested? Yes, still another protest. That is to say, there is another protest. There.
I suppose it's just not my auditing room. Where I'm normally audited, you see. And I'm very, I like my environments, you see, that I become accustomed to.
All right.
And this is not my auditing room.
All right, very good. Got it.
Mm.
All right, let me read you this item again. Enthusiastically seriousness. All right. What do you think of?
I wondered if it rocket red.
All right.
Or had rocket red.
I've seen it rocket red. Enthusiastically seriousness. Enthusiastically seriousness. All right, it is not now reading. Very good. It has rocket red. That was your item. All right. And who or what would oppose enthusiastically seriousness?
Nick's enthusiastically seriousness.
Very good. And I'll read you this item. Nick's enthusiastically seriousness. All right, that has rocket red. And who or what would Nick's enthusiastically seriousness oppose?
Enjoyably seriousness.
Very good. Now, what's going on here?
I invalidated as I said it. I thought, no, who would ever enjoy being serious?
All right, very good. I'll read you this item. Enjoyably seriousness. All right, I haven't seen a rocket read at all on this one. Why don't you give me enjoyingably?
Enjoyingably seriousness, enjoyably seriousness, enjoyfully seriousness.
Right.
And just plain old enjoyably seriousness.
Ah, rocket red. All right, I'll read you this item. Enjoyably seriousness. All right, that has rocket red. And who or what would oppose enjoyably seriousness?
Nick's enjoyably seriousness.
All right, now what's the trouble with that one?
I thought, well, that's right.
All right.
You know, Nick's enjoyably seriousness.
Very good. I'll read you this item. Nick's enjoyably seriousness. All right. Well, has something else happened here?
I suppose what it is it seems like, let me tell you this, it seems to a degree that I don't know a bit what is happening. You see, like I don't know, did it RR or didn't it RR? Is it a choked RR or what? I'm sort of, feel like I'm missing out maybe a bit. I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, all right.
You know?
Okay. All right. Let me read you this item again. Nick's enjoyably seriousness. All right. That RR, when you said it, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And however, it's a choked. This is choked down on this. It isn't behaving too well. And you're understandably a bit upset on a demonstration.
Mm.
So you don't ordinarily run like this. And However, we're making it.
All right.
All right, take a look at your Vizio there. Let's see what you can see.
Confused. I don't know if I'm going up or down the steps.
Oh, yes.
At the present moment. But it seems like I'm going down. Because I've got the white. It's turned white back of me, and it's all black in front of me.
Oh, I see. All right. Any muddy areas that black back of you? What were you going to say?
I'm going down the stairs.
Oh, all right.
Backwards.
All right.
All right, I got myself looking.
Okay. Are there any areas of gray and that white?
Yeah, just right here. On Nick's enjoyably seriousness.
All right. And what's wrong right there on that one?
I don't know.
Has been suppressed? Yes. What's the suppression?
Well, I guess I didn't know whether I was going up or down in this one until right there, maybe.
All right.
And I sort of got myself oriented. I'm going down the stairs backwards now.
Oh, all right. Okay. Let me read you this item. Nick's enjoyably seriousness. All right, that has rocket red. I've got to check, however, one little thing here. On that item, has anything been suppressed? No. On that item, has anything been invalidated? No. All right. Nick's enjoyably seriousness. What was that?
Nick's enjoyably seriousness.
All right, it fired.
Yeah. It went white.
It went white. Just like that. All right. Thank you. All right. Who or what would Nick's enjoyably seriousness pose?
Pleasurably seriousness.
Very good. I'll read you this item. Pleasurably seriousness. Now, is there something wrong with that item? I'm sorry to have to shivvy you up, and I shouldn't use the word wrong. But is there anything at odds with that item?
Well, one can't very much be pleasurably serious, can one, you know?
Oh, all right. All right, very good.
Oh, I guess one can, sometimes.
All right, anything else?
No, that's
all right. All right, let me read you this item. Pleasurably seriousness. All right. Rocket Red is still choked down on it. Got any clues? Or have you been distracted by the environment?
Yeah. I was wondering what that is.
It's nothing.
It's a pipe.
Yeah. Anything else about
that?
Alright. What
well,
else?
Well, then I looked at you, saw your watch, and I thought, well, you've only got a short while more to go here.
Alright.
That's all.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, let me read you this item again. Pleasurably seriousness. Alright, that rocket red. Who or what would it pose? Pleasurably seriousness.
Nick's pleasurably seriousness.
Very good. All right, we having the same trouble with that one?
Well, Nick's pleasurably seriousness.
All right.
Not pleasurably seriousness. No pleasurably seriousness.
No, it's all right. I just wondered anything was suppressed on him. So, okay. Give me this item. Nick's pleasurably seriousness. All right. On this item, has anything been suppressed? On this item, has anything been invalidated? Yes. You're having a bad time. Upsetting you. I appreciate his rough thought in this environment.
No, I guess I just wondered if what the trouble was on it or something, I guess.
Oh, all right. Okay, let me read you the item again. Nick's pleasurably seriousness. All right. There was a little kick left in it. Who or what would Nick's pleasurably seriousness suppose?
Agreeably seriousness.
All right, very good. On this item, has anything been suppressed? It didn't fire?
Didn't find it.
You're pretty distracted.
Well, there's that thing, pipping, and there's the, television making a high electronic sound.
Oh, I see.
Over there, you see.
Yes.
And I'm coming up and trying to go through this implant, and actually that electronic sounds terribly high. It hurts my ears. That's all.
Is that so?
Yes.
All right. All right.
Mm.
Okay. Let me read to you this item. Agreeably seriousness. All right. Anything else on that? Something here you failed to reveal? What was that?
What?
What did you think of?
What do you mean?
All right. Let me read you this item again. Agreeably seriousness. All right. That rocket red. Is there something else here?
No.
There's something wrong with this item.
Something wrong with this item? Well, agreeably seriousness. Agreeably seriousness.
Ah. Go on. I'm getting some reads.
All right. Nicely seriousness.
Hmm?
Nicely seriousness. Nicely serious. Pleasantly serious. And agreeably seriousness.
All right. Very good. Let me read you the item again. Agreeably seriousness. All right. That rocket red. But there is something wrong with that item. Take a look at the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is this all about here? Yeah, what's that?
It's just the sound, honestly, I'm telling you, it's just the sound of the television set over there making that high electronic whine noise, and it sort of sticks me on the stairs. I can't seem to go down them. You know how I have the pressure on the ears and this sort of thing starts occurring? Well, that's just, it distracts me.
All right. Let me shut that off.
That's better.
Is that better?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Now, it's all right.
Mm.
In this session, has anything been protested?
Well, we certainly are an electronically involved environment, I thought here.
All right.
You know, what with the tube up there humming and that humming and everything humming around, and then all the televisions in the room over there humming, and I thought, my word, what a humming environment. That's all I thought. It's electronic.
All right, very good. Okay now.
Mm.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Let me read you this item. Agreeably seriousness. All right. That's still trying to rocket read. Take a look at the step now on which you see it.
Yeah, it's agreeably seriousness.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that step is discharged. Okay, thank you. And who or what would oppose agreeably seriousness?
Nick's agreeably seriousness.
All right. All right. On this item, has anything been suppressed? Yes.
Well, this was suppressed all while we were trying to find the other one, because of course you get the one, and then in the implant it goes, you see, and so this over here has been held up for getting this off over here.
Very good. Let me read you this item. Nick's agreeably seriousness. All right, rocket red. Make sure now that there's no further suppression. Nick's agreeably seriousness. All right. There isn't a breath on it. Okay. And who or what would Nick's agreeably seriousness oppose?
Dedicatedly seriousness.
Very good. And thank you. Give me some variations on that.
Dedicatedly seriousness.
All right.
Dedicatedly seriousness.
Right.
Dedicatingly seriousness.
All right.
Dedicationably seriousness.
Very good. Dedicationably.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And dedicatively seriousness.
All right. Very good. Let me read you this item. Dedicatively seriousness.
Dedicatively seriousness. That's it.
All right. Let me check these items now. Dedicatively seriousness. All right. And let me read you the other item. Dedicatively seriousness. Now, did you suppress in some way that because it had two on it?
No, except, you know, that I normally had the terribly, and that sort of changed over in the past two banks.
All right.
Dedicatably seriousness.
All right. On this item, has anything been suppressed? On this item, has anything been invalidated? On this item, has anything been invalidated? On this item, is there anything failed to reveal? All right, have you had a cognition about it? There.
Yes, I thought someone is dedicated, you see, to seriousness, dedicatively seriousness.
I don't quite understand that.
Dedicate, you know? One's dedicated to seriousness.
Oh, I see.
Maybe it's dedicatedably seriousness.
All right, we'll see what it is. Dedicatedably seriousness. All right. Dedicatedably seriousness. What are you doing? Are you running it over in your mind?
No.
All right. And dedicatedably seriousness. All right. We haven't got the item here.
Dedicatedably seriousness?
Dedicatedably seriousness. All right. Dedicatedably seriousness.
I keep getting dedicated to seriousness, you see.
Well, give me dedicated to seriousness.
Dedicated to seriousness.
Very good. Give me anything else you can think of there.
Serious dedication. That's
all
it.
All right. Good. Anything else?
No, that's it. That's what was sitting on top of it.
Oh, all right. I'll read you this item now. Dedicatedly seriousness. All right. Let's try a rocket read. Let me check the other one and make sure that it isn't it. Dedicatedly seriousness. All right. And your item is dedicatedly seriousness. All right. That rocket read. It has had some other rocket reads, one kind or another. But I'm still suppicious of the item that has got a bit of suppress on it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
The only thing I'm thinking about is that I'm sort of sitting here, holding these cans, and it feels like I'm, because the cans are so sticky, it feels like I'm holding sort of two unwrapped candy bars in my hands, and they're getting all messy and dirty.
All right.
I've never felt such sticky cans in my whole life.
All right.
Right? So I'm suppressing that. You know, I sort of feel like throwing them down and going and washing my hands a bit. Not drastically so, but it is a bit of a PTP sitting here with feeling these sticky cans.
All right. Good. Now I'm going to read you this item again. Dedicatedly seriousness. All right, at Rocket Red.
All right, good.
And who or what would oppose dedicatedly seriousness?
Nix dedicatedly seriousness.
Very good. It didn't rocket read when you said it.
I wondered if I said it with an ED. Nix dedicatedly seriousness.
All right, very good. I'll read you this item. Nix dedicatedly seriousness. All right, that has rocket read. And that item's anything been suppressed? Anything been invalidated? Anything failed to reveal? All right, very good. That is your item. Nix dedicatedly seriousness. All right. And let fire it.
Mm.
Very nicely. All right, who or what would Nick's dedicatedly seriousness oppose?
Commendably seriousness.
Very good. Now, what happened with that one? Or didn't Robert leave?
Commendably seriousness. Commendably seriousness.
All right. And who or what would Nick's dedicatedly seriousness oppose? Just do...
Commendably seriousness.
All right. Anything else you want to know?
Happiness.
Hmm?
Happiness.
All right.
No, I wouldn't oppose happiness. Prims and propers.
Hmm?
Prims and propers. Serious people. Mm-hmm. Deadly serious people. Deadly serious people.
All right.
You can be so serious, you can be dead. Commendably seriousness.
All right, very good. Let me read you this item. Commendably seriousness. All right, that's trying rocket read. As a matter of fact, it has rocket read. But you're sitting on something. I'm not quite sure what it is here. It's got this squashed. Oh, what is it?
I don't know.
There's something there. All right. In the sessions, anything been protested? In the sessions, or anything you should fail to reveal? In the sessions, anything been suppressed? Yes.
What I suppressed for quite a while, the sound of the all electronics in the room, and then I suppressed the stickiness of the cans.
Right.
And then also, are you asking suppress or protest?
Suppress.
Nothing I've suppressed is I've wondered who owns this emu and keeps their cans in this condition.
Oh, all right.
You know, I'd like to sort of find out who is responsible. And tell them to wash their cans.
Okay. In the sessions, anything been suppressed?
Yeah, I suppressed. I didn't want to seem like an old, you know, nag, because I'm not known in an auditing environment, but those things were disturbing me.
All right.
And then, also, I will hope that we wouldn't have any trouble. It would go along swimmingly, you see,
mm-hmm.
like it usually does. And then it's not. I suppose it's on television, and that's it.
All right. Very good. Let me read you this item. Commendably seriousness. All right. That's rocket reading, but it's given a suppressed read.
Oh, dear.
Highly suppressed. Now, on this item... has anything been suppressed?
Yes, we just keep seeing to going around and around and around on it and so forth.
All right. On this item, has anything been suppressed? Yes.
Well, we just can't seem to get it to be all right, one way or the other. It are ours, but I don't know.
All right, very good. On this item, has anything been suppressed? Yes, there is a heavy suppression on this item.
Well, I wish we could just get it to be all right and get off of it and get on to the next one.
All right, thank you. On this item, has anything been suppressed? All right, very good. Let me read to you this item now. Commendably seriousness. All right, that rocket red. A big rocket read. And who or what would oppose commendably seriousness?
Nick's commendably seriousness.
All right. Now, has that been suppressed?
Well, it's been suppressed the whole time we've been working on commendably seriousness.
All right. On this item, has anything been suppressed? All right, I'll read you this item. Nick's commendably seriousness. All right, that rocket read. The word item is firing a little bit. Are you worried about items in general? Numbers of items found?
No, I'm not worried about number of items found.
All right. Now that rocket read. Mm-hmm. The next commendably seriousness did rocket read. Reed began. Nick's commendably seriousness. All right, that has Rocket Red. Mm-hmm. Okay. And who or what would Nick's commendably serious to suppose?
Desirably seriousness.
All right, very good. It didn't Rocket Read.
All right.
Give me some variations on it.
Desiringably seriousness, desirably, desirefully seriousness,
mm-hmm.
desirousably seriousness.
What was that one?
Desirousably seriousness.
All right.
And desirably seriousness.
All right. Good enough. Now, on this item, has anything been suppressed? Yes.
Turning it the other way around, seeing how it goes that way.
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Turning it the other way around, saying a serious desirability or something.
All right, now we're running into the second implant here.
Well, maybe.
All right, how about the first one? I get this first one on this thing. Desirably seriousness.
Desirably seriousness.
All right, now let's try a rocket read now. That'll be all right. Anything wrong?
No.
We're only going to find this one and the next two, and mm-hmm. that'll be that.
All right.
Okay.
Desirefully seriousness. I sort of start getting the other items. The necessity for seriousness. Seriousness must be necessary. Religious seriousness, and I start going off into a whole bunch of other things.
Oh, I see.
Seriousness at funerals.
Hmm?
Seriousness at funerals. Seriousness at churches.
All right.
Seriousness in parliaments.
Okay. Any others?
And just plain old desirably seriousness.
All right. That rocket red. Let me read you this item now. Desirably seriousness. All right. Desirably seriousness. That item's had a very small fire on it. Have you had a cognition on this item?
No, just that seriousness is desired in certain places and at certain times, that's all. And I can imagine some people wishing that some people, you know, would be more serious, or someone himself wishing, oh, I wish I could be more serious about things. And, you know, say like he's studying for medicine or something like that. And he decides that he better be serious about it all. And people can decide to be serious, you know?
All right. Very good. Okay, now let me read you this item. Desirably seriousness. All right. That item hasn't given a satisfactory
check your arm. Is it desirably seriousness?
All right.
Desiringably seriousness?
Right.
Wanted seriousness?
All right. On this item, has anything been suppressed? On this item, is there anything you fail to reveal? All right. On this item, has anything been invalidated? This might be invalidated.
Well, it hasn't rocket red, so that's agree it's been invalidated.
All right.
No, I can't think of
that. All right, very good.
Desirably seriousness.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem to be much charge left on it. Desirably seriousness. All right, there is a small rocket read on this, but it, however, is a persistent rocket read.
Mm.
It keeps persistently giving a small rocket read.
It's never given a big one yet.
It's never given a big rocket read.
Mm.
Now, is there a big protest against seriousness being desirable? Yes.
Mm.
Huh? When did you first spot that? In this session?
Well, I'm just protesting seriousness, period, you see. I'm dramatizing the upturns. No, 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 no. No seriousness. And I, of course, protested the girl when I was being run through it, too, you see.
Oh.
I didn't like it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, particularly after to be happy, you know? Mm-hmm. I felt, well, even if these people are crazy, at least I... And I'll probably end up coming out of this thing all messed up, but at least I might be happy. You know? But look at this, to be serious, you see. And then the next goal they put me through is to be serious. And then that sort of throws all hope that I'll even have anything, any benefit from this whatsoever. You know, I could see myself coming out of this if they had left me to be happy, coming out sort of compulsively euphoric or something like that. And, well, although that may have been an aberrated state, it was at least a happy aberrated state. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then they put this in, and this is an unhappy, deadly type of thing. And I didn't like it.
All right.
So desirably seriousness, I didn't desire this thing at all the whole time I was through it.
All right, let me read you this item now. Desirably seriousness. All right. It has rocket red. Mm-hmm. The rocket red is getting very tiny now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you might wish to tell me about the desirability of being serious?
Well, I used to desire to be serious myself, you see. When I'd go to church,
oh.
I would always laugh and I used to sit there and desire that I could be serious. Oh, yes, and then one time you ran a process on us in group processing. You know, this was in Phoenix, Arizona. And you were running a be serious, you know. And the minute you said that, gave that command, I started laughing. And I laughed 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 and I laughed. And I couldn't stop laughing. And every time you said, all right, be serious, I would burst out more peals of laughter. I thought that was the funniest thing, you know. Every time I tried to be serious, I would laugh. And in these circumstances, in this lifetime, every time I've tried to be serious, I've always ended up laughing, you see?
Oh, nice.
And I think it's terribly funny, but I know I shouldn't. I should be serious.
All right.
I've wanted to be serious. I thought other people were quite serious, and I thought that was part of being an adult, too. Adults could be told that they were different from children because they were so deadly serious. And then when I was able to view adults a bit better, I thought they were grimly serious, and I didn't want to be like that, see?
All right.
So, desirably, seriousness.
Okay. All right, let me read you this item here and see what we've now got. Desirably seriousness. All right, that rocket read beautifully.
All right, well, thank goodness.
And a great big one. And who or what would oppose desirably seriousness?
Nick's desirably seriousness.
Good. All right. Let me read you this item. Nick's desirably seriousness. All right. Let us apparently blow its charge. Is there anything else you care to say about it?
No, I'm glad to get that off. I feel a bit of relief.
All right. Let me read it again and just make sure that my mouth. Nick's desirably seriousness. All right. There was just a tick left. Okay. Nick's desirably seriousness. All right. Now, who or what would Nick's desirably seriousness oppose?
Wantably seriousness.
All right. Okay. Is there anything about this wantably seriousness?
Well, that's another like desirably. But it's I feel better about that. It's wantably seriousness.
All right. Very good. I'll read you this item. Wantably seriousness. You've said it twice, and it blew it to pieces, apparently. But I think there's a little more trouble with it. Wantably seriousness. Got a little more tick on it than I'd care to have here, yes? What's that thought that's coming across on this? There.
Yeah. I just was just wondering about it, that's all. I sort of got the idea of someone, seriously wanting, you know? a little bit of a reverse on it, on the atom. You know how people, this is not wannably seriousness I'm thinking about, but people wanting things seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, like they'll stand and they'll look in the, well, women, say, going window shopping. And they're so serious, they'll stand there and look at all the things, and they're wanting, you know, they're serious about wanting. It's a reverse look on the eye. That's all.
All right, very good. Let me read you this again, see if we've got anything on it. Wannably seriousness. Rocket read very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
That was your item, and that was the last item.
All right. Very good.
All right. Okay. Well, we got, we've got quite a few, anyhow.
Hmm.
A very short period of time. From 3 to 39.
Okay, good.
Saw you had a rough time.
Hmm.
Very strange environment and so forth.
Hmm.
All right, now, that's the end of the body of the session.
Yes.
All right, and any part of your goals for this session? Find as many RIs as possible.
Yes, did that.
All right. To run some charge off the bat.
Yes, did.
All right. And to work well.
Yes, I worked as hard as I little.
You did rocket fit.
To work well. Oh, yes, but you know, I've always put that down. That's a goal, a constant goal of mine. It's probably in some GPM. Yeah.
All right, I'm not invalidating that. Goal.
Yes, I did. Did that did work well.
All right, very good. Any gains you care to mention?
Well, I got turned around right on this in this GPM. I remember the end of the last session, I was a little bit confused as to whether I was going down or up. And I got sorted out on that. And then we're running something off here. Of course, that's been a problem with me.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And I can run it without dying of laughter, so I must be improving on it.
Okay.
And I had a good session.
Any more?
I think that covers it.
All right, very good.
Well, I feel better about the auditing environment, too. It seems all right.
All right. Mm. Okay. All right, squeeze the cans. All right, you're having us just a hair down.
Mm-hmm.
Put your cans down. All right. Touch that cloth. Thank you. Touch the top of the microphone. Thank you. Touch the top of the can. Thank you. Touch that paper. Thank you. Touch that chair. Thank you. Pick up your cans. All right. Squeeze your cans. Do that again. Squeeze the cans. Well, it's not quite as good as it was to begin the session. Put them down. I've got to run a bit more here. All right. Touch that cord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Touch the back of the e-meter.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Touch that microphone stand.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Touch the side of the ashtray.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Touch the top of the cans. Both of them. Thank you. Pick up the cans. All right. Squeeze the cans. All right. We're going to leave it at that. We are having this came up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 6:13. You're down here 2:75. You had very good toner action.
Good. All right.
All right. Is there anything you would care to ask or say before I end this session?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Is it all right with you if I end this session?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. End of session.
Thank you.
All right. Tell me I'm no longer auditing
you. You're not now auditing me.
Very good. tonight before you disband and come apart at the seams or something like that, I want to call your attention to something. The PC did get harassed. The PC did get ARC broken. The PC did get upset, but the PC came out of it all right because I straightened it all up. I stayed with the PC and straightened it up. You understand that? And did you see, toward the end there, the fantastic Rocket Reed that was buried underneath commendably seriousness? Did you see that Rocket Reed? And yet that thing was reading somewhat the same kind of a Rocket Reed as some of you cookies have been getting lately. Oh, man. You shouldn't do that. Did you see that Rocket Reed buried underneath there? Well, you had one of your little tiny Rocket Reeds. Actually, that was a 3/4 inch Rocket Reed, that thing. But did you notice that it read persistently? Now, why did I pick on it? Because the Rocket Reed was choked. Now, you saw disintegrating Rocket Reeds. You saw choked Rocket Reeds. You saw flicks. You saw things that didn't Rocket Read at all. And you saw them all brought up to a wide crashing Rocket Reed without a tremor on the item afterwards when I cross-checked it. Now, of course, this PC was being audited under very difficult circumstances. And as a demonstration and so forth, running on a bank and so forth. And this is very tough. But in spite of that, let me point something out to you. My job as an auditor was to get the charge off. And I did, regardless of the PC's ARC breaks or anything else. By golly, if you'll stick to it, and if you'll work like that, and you'll do like that, and you'll get that charge off without unnecessarily harassing the PC and so forth, and learn, be sensitive to your meter, work with the PC and so forth, you'll have a PC flying in no time. Actually, you didn't see the benefit that we got out of this immediate case. Because I could have audited you here now for the next hour and found myself about 150 items. How? Well, the PC was beginning to run. Just beginning to run. We got the environment settled down and we got some other things straightened up. But this was a tough bank. And the PC ran it and we bled one awful amount of charge off of this thing. I also want to call to your attention, I asked you to take a look at the steps and gray areas, masses, and that sort of thing. And at the end, it was her contest with the bank, even more than her contest with the auditing room, which was crystallizing on this situation. That was what was holding her up. It's always the routine three, the auditing session environment can be straightened up with benefit, but it's the routine three in the final run that is lousing the session up. Always remember that. All right, now there was a demonstration. I intended this demonstration to be that of an easy run, and instead of that, you got a demonstration of a hard run. Your demonstration of an easy run would simply be bang, bang, and the thing blowing down in all directions, but because of the strange environment where this PC ordinary runs well was running badly. All right, there it is, and I think you ought to give the PC a big hand, because she took her case at risk. Okay. Thank you very much, and good evening.